As I was taking my walk this morning, and no, I don't run anymore, it dawned on me that today was one of those days that I longed for a few months back. Do you recall what it was like? You know, it's still a nip in the air, if not a little bit colder, and the trees are bare, no green. But today, you look around, and how many shades of green are there? It's a day waited for, a day longed for. Through all that middle time. That's what we have in this morning's scriptures, in this first chapter of the book of Acts. Middle time. Not very long, really. As the story is told, there were 40 days after the resurrection that Jesus was with his disciples. I wonder, did they get all their questions answered in those days? You know, I was talking with our moderator, Bob, yesterday about how there are many questions I want to ask God someday. You know, one of which is right now, you know, with us, my secretary so young, why is this happening? Many other questions like that. And we sort of agreed that perhaps on that day of face-to-face, those questions won't matter much, will they? I don't know. I wonder what it was like for the disciples. Did they get all their questions answered, or were there even more questions? I have a feeling that that resurrection time with Jesus raised just as many questions as they answered. I mean, questions that the church later was dealing with for centuries. And then the time came for Jesus to end his earthly ministry. Now, which do you suppose was harder? For Jesus to leave them and to die, be placed into a tomb, and that time of hopelessness, maybe, that happened before the resurrection? Or this time when Jesus left his disciples and went to be with God? You know, even in those few days between his crucifixion and his resurrection, things were happening. It is not unimportant that the middle day in all of that was the Sabbath. The Sabbath, Saturday. The Sabbath, the remembrance of God resting from 6 days of creating. Think about this time now. Jesus is absent. It's not that you're dwelling, they were dwelling without hope, was it? But it was different. I wonder what was going through their heads. You know, it says that for these, you know, 7 days, that's what it was, a week. Interesting how these, you know, this format goes on. 7 days, a week, 7 days of creation. Actually, no, forgive me, it's not seven, it's ten. Oh well, scratch that thought. Not all thoughts are equal. But it's amazing that it says they were in that upper room all that time devoting themselves to prayer. I mean, really? 7 days? When we gathered the other week for that hour of prayer, it seemed like a long hour, didn't it, those of you who came? an hour, but it was short, but this was 10 days, it says. I have a feeling they weren't exactly praying that whole time. I have a feeling there was a lot of creative discussion going on during that time, and we have an inkling of it in the scripture. I wonder if they weren't, amid all of that, they knew they were being called for something. Jesus had told them, wait. That was the only instruction they had. You know, in Jerusalem, wait. You know, those of us who were at our last church council, what was it our moderator called us to do? Those of you who were there, do you remember? In his devotion, he was talking about what? Waiting for God to speak. Waiting's hard, isn't it? I have a feeling that those disciples were waiting and wondering and feeling probably very inadequate and incomplete. We have an inkling of this when we hear Peter saying what he did. Now, please note, there, as we're hearing this, you know, what got him to be saying, okay, there are only 11 of us now. Only 11 of us, and we need to bring that number back up to 12. That was the basic point. I mean, okay, strictly speaking, did Jesus tell them, give this instruction, you once were 12 and now you gotta replace somebody? No, they were told to wait. And remember, this was before Pentecost, so you can't really say, strictly speaking, that Peter, led by the Holy Spirit, said this. I mean, it's sort of like Simon Says. You know, do you remember that game growing up? You know, you'd say, Simon Says, take 3 steps forward. And what's Kay supposed to do? Take 3 steps forward. Now, take 1 step back. No, because Simon didn't say. Did Jesus say? Of course, in this instance, Simon said, Simon Peter. Simon Says. And they did. They replaced. They thought, okay, so this needs to be somebody who is a witness. Being a witness is something important. Having eyes to see and a mind to remember and to process and to think. Somebody who was there from when Jesus was baptized. That was kind of the beginning point. On up through the resurrection and into this point in time now. Somebody among this 120, that's all there were at that point. 120. And they thought and they came up with 2 names. And they prayed, and they chose. Middle time. A lot of our time is middle time. But as I think about my life in particular, as I think about the life of this congregation, this is middle time for us. This is middle time for us. Middle time is important time. Now, we have been noting that our numbers are fewer. Those among us who are counters, have you been counting how many today? Do you know how many? How many?
61.
They're fewer. We used to average about 100, 120. Now we can get depressed by this, can't we? Just like I'm sure the disciples could be depressed that Jesus wasn't with them anymore. Feeling inadequate, perhaps even incompetent. There are only 120 of us. What are we going to do? He's passed the baton. We don't know where to run. Wait. Jesus said. Middle time is important. Middle time is a time that I might call re-time. I went through the dictionary. I was coming up with all sorts of words, and I was going to write a song with this. But, you know, events of this week got in the way of me coming out with it. But I want to share with you all these re-words that seem very important to me during this time. For this is a time for us of restoring, just as it was for those disciples then. This is a time of retooling, not just for this congregation, but for each of us, and I know for me, myself. This is a time to retrofit. It is a time to regroup. It is a time to refine. It is a time to regrow. It is a time to rearm. It is a time to recall. It is a time to receive. It is a time to redeem. It is a time to redo, to reform, to refresh, to refuel, to regain, to relate, to relax. That was good. To relax. To remake. And you know, it's not just us doing this. It's God doing this in us. To repair. To repent. To resolve. To resource. To respect. To respond. To retain. To retrieve, to reuse, to review, to revise. Those are all two-syllable. I was going into the three-syllable. To reconcile, to recreate, to relinquish, letting go some things that need to be let go, to remember that which needs to be remembered, to renovate, to replenish, to represent, to resurrect. Through it all, we need, and I came up with some B words, we need to be still. Be still and know that I am God. To be calm. To be free. To believe. To become. To begin. To belong. That's what happens in middle time. Middle time is wonder-filled time. Do not be afraid of it. For in these times, God is richly at work. God is richly at work. The last hymn, I will be getting to this, but I just want you to note, would you open to number 502 in your hymnal? This is a very intimate song here. This is like a prayer song. But don't sing it with a note of depression. This is a middle time song, where we are praying especially for God's Spirit to descend upon our hearts, to capture us. This is a song of love. It is a song, especially, take note of those last two lines which talk about teaching that God is very present, always nigh, and that struggles that are born are important for us as we grow in Christ. As is doubt and the desire to turn away from God. That returning back is important, as is patience. That final song, and I pray that when you get to that in singing it, that you sing it more deeply as a holy passion. Pay attention to that word, passion. And then the final one sort of points us into direction of what next week is in the church year. What is next Sunday? Pentecost, the celebration of the coming of the Holy Spirit. the baptism of the heaven-descended dove, my heart and altar, and thy love, God's love, the flame. Rise now in body or spirit, and let us sing together this passionate song that leads us towards Pentecost. Spirit of God, descend upon my heart. Number 502.